Hello, sorry, I'm just... Oh my god, baby. Hey, I wasn't expecting you back. You're here. My god, sorry, I'm so sorry about last night. I know, it's terrible me, I forgot your birthday. That was... I'm so, so sorry. I really am. What do you mean? It's okay. It's not okay. I shouldn't have done that, right? Okay. Are you okay? Your hair is full of twigs and stuff. The trail get too bumpy or something? Just took a tumble. That makes sense. Are you okay? Is everything in working order? Okay, that's good. Sorry, I was really worried about you. I know you don't like people looking for you when you go hiking or anything, so I just kind of sat here, waiting. Sorry, my head is, I guess, not all here right now. Come inside. It's still raining from last night. You should really get inside. I don't want you catching a cold or anything. Yeah, come on, get in. Whew. Man, it's still chilly out there. Yeah, I don't know how you were able to stay out there all night. I mean, you were wearing a jacket, but, I just, you know, I'm not used to the cold or anything. Not like you. You're always so tough and everything. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just, I think I'm calmer now that you're here. I wasn't, able to sleep too much. I was just worried, you know? I was afraid that you might have gotten hurt, or worse. Your birthday, I missed your birthday. I can try to make it up for you. I can make your favorite food. I can buy you tickets, or I can buy us tickets. I can leave for a bit if you want. No? Are you sure? You just wanna stay home today? Be with me? I'm flattered. God, it's been a while since it was just us, relaxing, at home. Not that you've been, you know, bad at any of this at all. No, I'm not, I didn't mean that. I just, man, it just doesn't happen often. I guess we're just not that type of... Nervous? No, I'm not nervous or anything, I'm just, hyper, I guess. Maybe? I don't know what the right words are. Yeah, I can take a seat. Man, I wasn't actually sitting here. I probably should have last night. Just me, always overthinking things. Oh, you're sitting by me. No. I just, not to sound clingy or anything, just, it's been a while since we've, you know, sat together or cuddled and watched a show or something. It's not your fault. We've both been busy with work and all sorts of other stuff. It's us, we just aren't that kind of couple. It's like you said, we don't have to say things like, I love you, have a good day at work, other stuff. We know it. Anyways, let me turn on the TV. I can find something for us. We have Disenchantment, Dogs in Space. You know, it's one of the ones I like to watch. Futurama, Family Guy. What else? What else? What else? We can watch Dun Dun Dun. I know that. Now you like watching it and stuff, and I like watching it, but I thought we could watch the new episode. Maybe later? Yeah, that works for me. Something relaxing though. Oh, why don't we watch How to Train Your Dragons? I know it's like a childish movie and stuff. I know. I just I like it, and it's always nice and relaxing. You want to watch it? That's great. Yeah, we can definitely watch it. It's still cold. Are you cold? I can throw a blanket over us if you want. Yeah, definitely. Nice and cozy and fluffy and warm. Oh, you're getting closer to me. Wasn't expecting that, honestly. We haven't been this close in a while. It's fine, don't worry. No. I didn't. No. You don't need to stop or anything. It feels nice. I still do feel bad about missing your birthday. I really do. Are you sure I can't do anything? Anything at all. I actually have a free order from, God, what's that place called? Dirty Burger. Yeah, it's from a friend. He owed me something, so he gave me this coupon. It was like a try it for free type kind of deal. I have to keep it under like $60, but for the most part, it's pretty good. Now, I sometimes make fun of him because he's a big foodie and whatnot and all that stuff, but he is still a good friend. Yeah, I can order that. Do you want like a grilled onion on yours? Do you want an extra patty? Do you want anything else on it? No, just basic smash burger? Ah, triple smash burger. I do love those. And I'm gonna get a grilled onion, extra sauce, those like cheesy fries, whatever, like they're dirty fries. I never really understood that whole like branding thing and all that. We're like, I know it's your brand and whatnot, but sorry, I'm rambling. Wait, ah? Continue? Are you sure? You usually don't like it when I ramble about these kind of things. A change of heart? Sure, yeah. Well, like I was saying, yeah, I get that, like, it's a brand and whatnot and all that stuff, but it just gets really annoying when I'm trying to just order, essentially order special sauce of cheesy fries, but I have to select extra dirty sauce and extra dirty fries. And I was just like, I get it. It's your brand. It's your store. You get to make your names. But, like, be subtle with it. Or don't reuse your name and stuff. Like In-N-Out is a great example. Like, you know, oh, they like, their whole thing is being In-N-Out really quick, but, you know, they have Animal Style, which, you know, is their own thing, but it's not like their whole thing is called Animal Style Burgers or something. And, you know, they keep to the basics of a fast food burger place. I just think that you need to have a nice in-between. Oh, sorry, I just had to say that. It's been a while since I've been able to just rant about something dumb like that. Why are you smiling so much? You okay? You just liked it a lot? I don't know what's gotten into you. I didn't mean anything bad by it. I'm sorry, I just usually don't like it when I ramble. Well, I liked it. I'm glad you liked hearing me rant about burgers and stuff. Coke okay with you? Coke it is. And it should be here in like 40 or 50 minutes. I mean, that makes sense. It is still decently early. Again, I know I already asked, but is there anything at all I can do? A massage? Yeah, we can definitely do a massage. In a bit? Got it. You just want to cuddle right now? Or I guess for now? Yeah, I like that idea a lot. You're really warm, surprisingly. I mean, you've been out in the cold for God knows how long. You're just really, really warm. It's like you have a thing of fur on you. Maybe we should do this more often, especially now since it's November. It might be a good idea to be close to each other a lot more. You like that idea? Are you sure everything's okay? And this isn't to make you sound mean or anything, I swear, it's just, you're never like this. You don't like cuddling and stuff. You don't like all this. You don't like watching my movies and stuff, usually, which I get. I can sometimes watch some pretty childish stuff. I mean, still my favorite show is Adventure Time, so that. It's weird, you know? It's like a sudden change. When you were out in the forest, you just had an awakening? What? No, you weren't a bad girlfriend. You're really nice. We've done... Last time we kissed? Oh, I can answer that. It was like yesterday, maybe. Maybe the day before? No, because you were at Tyler's. Maybe it was... Okay, maybe we just missed a bit of... No, because last week you were... That last month? Bye. Okay, so we don't kiss often. That's not bad. That's not a bad thing. Lots of couples don't kiss. Hug? Oh. I don't think we actually hug that often. But you can't just equate that to being you Be you being a bad girlfriend, a lot of people don't like being touched or hugged like that. And yeah, we don't sleep in the same bed, but that doesn't mean we're having a bad relationship. It just means you don't like being touched when you sleep. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. sex? Sorry, my cheeks got a bit warm. I can't really recall. Maybe we've had some struggles, but what couple doesn't? You want to be better for me? I'm sorry, just, it almost made me dizzy for a moment there. I don't think you were ever bad. I just think things weren't going well with you. We all have our own troubles. But if you really think that things need to be better and stuff, I can talk to you more. We can communicate a lot. I think these are good ideas. Yeah. Smiling? Oh, I guess I'm just really happy right now. I'm not cute. You can't just call me cute. A doe? Isn't a doe a female deer? That is... I actually kind of like that name. Oh, close my eyes. I'm sure, is there blank something on my eyelid? Okay, I'll open them. Oh, you're really close. Maybe warn me next time you do that. That is, Oh, my head feels... no, of course I am. I really liked it. Just... hasn't happened so long, I'm not used to it. Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you for that. I really did enjoy it. Just... it feels like my heart nearly stopped. Can we do it one more time? Now that I'm a bit prepared. Okay. Yeah, I'm perfectly okay. We should, definitely do that a lot more. Definitely. God, it's just so hard to think now. Do you want that massage still? Yeah, I guess just lay down on your stomach. And, yeah, we can get to, the massage. I don't know why I said it like that, just, I guess I feel silly now. Yeah, just, get on top of you. Perfect.
You okay? Promise?
Perfect. Okay, let me just start at your neck. Hey, are you sure you didn't, like, really hurt your head or something? Well, your neck just feels a bit wrong. Oh my god, was that a pop? Oh, I must have just been seeing things or something. Yeah, I just, thought your neck was crooked almost for a second. That's ridiculous, I know, just, Ooh. Your hair is nice. I know it had a couple of twigs in it earlier, but I still think it looks nice. Surprisingly silky. I haven't even touched it, and I can kind of tell that. Now down to your shoulder blades and shoulders. You must have been really tense or something. Or some other thing. It's just, yeah, it feels like you're finally relaxing after years of not being able to relax. I don't remember your shoulders being this broad, or your shoulder blades being so sharp. Then again, I guess I haven't really touched your back all that often. It's not a bad thing. Besides, you know me, I do like a woman with broad shoulders. Alright, let's move down to your back now. Ooh, I just gotta move a bit closer to ya. Alright, just deep breaths as I... You don't have to lift up your shirt at all. You should be perfectly okay. That's weird. No, you're good. Let me just, I know you said you didn't have to, but maybe lift your shirt up from the back a little bit. Definitely would help me massage you better. Yeah. Alright, let me just lift this up and... Oh my god. Babe, your back, it's covered in scars. Oh my god. Where did these come from? I don't even... What happened to you? There's so many. They're all different. It's like you were attacked. Your back. Those are extra bones. I know how many bones a person has. I was going into being a doctor. You knew I was doing that. This is not the amount of bones someone has. What did you do with her? What did you do with her? This, you aren't my girlfriend. You are not my girlfriend. I should have known immediately. Get away from me. Get away from me. Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. I won't run. I swear I won't run. Just please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. What do you mean you found her in the woods? You took her? What do you mean? Where is she? What do you mean gone? What did you do to her? You stole her shape. occur memories. Are you gonna do the same thing to me? Are you gonna kill me? No? You're letting go of me? What are you doing? Is this some sort of thrill to hunt thing? When you found her, she was cursing me a lot. We had a fight yesterday. That's why she went out. No, she wouldn't have thought that. She wouldn't have used me like this for so long. I know we did not have the best relationship, but she was kind. She really was. I swear she was. I'm not crazy. So many of my friends have told me that I am in a terrible place and I'm crazy for staying with her, but I know I'm not. I just... What do you want with me? You wanna take care of me? I don't understand. I'm not hurt at all. I don't think so. You didn't throw me to the floor that hard. Surprisingly gentle. Mentally? You're talking about her like she's a monster. Like she was hellbound on making my life miserable. No, she wasn't. She had some care for her. I know she had some sort of, at least a little bit of love for me. Otherwise she wouldn't have stayed so long. I can prove it. Okay, the hugging thing. We did hug, especially early on. It's just, she didn't like being touched. But she still made the effort of hugging me early on because she knew I liked hugs. She just couldn't push herself anymore. And the kissing thing, it's the same thing. We kissed a lot back then, but, you know, she didn't like being touched that much. And eventually, I understood that this was a boundary of hers, so we just didn't do that much. Dates. We went on a date like last week. Yeah, we went on a date last week to go see that Deadpool movie, the Deadpool Wolverine movie. Well, yeah, we went because she wanted to go. She likes Deadpool. I mean, I of course like Deadpool. I mean, I wanted to go see a playing of a Studio Ghibli movie, but I know she wanted to go see Deadpool and Wolverine, so we went there instead. Well, I know we could have watched it any other time, but she didn't have a lot of time last week, and sure, it wasn't gonna come back until a couple years, but I can always just plan ahead to watch one of those theater playings of a Studio Ghibli movie. Plus, I have all of them on DVD, so it's not like I'm missing anything. Well, yeah, it came out on Disney Plus not that long ago, but she still wanted to watch it. Last time we did something that was my idea. Last year we went to Disneyland. Well, no, we didn't really go to Disneyland. We went to Disney World. It was a lot harder on my body. and she didn't really want to go any to any of the more, I guess, less her style areas. But that's not her fault. I still had fun. She just didn't hang out with me that much. Okay, fine. Maybe we had some troubles, but I... She loved me. She had to have, right? Right? Just a little bit. There had to be some part of her that loved me a little bit. I don't... I tried. I really did. I did try. I swear I did. I'm not crying. Just... Is she really gone? I can't believe the last thing she experienced was me fighting with her. Doesn't matter how bad our relationship was, she didn't deserve that. I said things I regret. I told her that she was cruel, that she deserved nothing I gave her. I even told her that the cat wasn't even something I wanted, that she forced it on me. And then I said she didn't take care of it. That's not her fault, she was just always busy with work. I know she might have been bad, but I can't help but think I was worse. I mean, maybe I was. Maybe that's why all this happened. She just might have felt trapped. Having to fight fire with fire, maybe. I'm not the best person in the world. What do you mean? I'm wrong. Objectively, as a human, I'm not a good person. Well, yeah, I like doing nice things, but tons of people like doing nice things. I'm not a saint. Okay, going to help people in need, technically I'm doing it for a selfish reason. I mean, I'm doing it to feel nice. Because doing nice things feels nice. Okay, well now you're trying to flatter me, but still. I just... I really need coffee. And sleep, probably. I haven't slept in days. I don't know what to say. I don't know how I should have reacted. I can't believe I'm saying it, but now that she's gone, it feels like a weight slips off my shoulders. Maybe I'll see everything from a different light eventually. But right now I just feel like everything's wrong. I feel like I'm at fault. Technically I've gotten her killed. If I hadn't had that fight with her yesterday, she would still be here. Alive. It would all continue, but maybe eventually I would have broken up with her. Could have ended with everyone being able to live. Hey, what are you? Hey! Girl,
Whatever you want to still put you maybe with my bowl. Please?
I appreciate the hug, I do. Oh, you're really tall like this. Are those horns on your head? Or are they antlers? I can't tell. They look nice. I think I know what you are. You hide in the woods. You take people. When we first moved here, I thought I saw wolves in the woods. I grew up with them, so I wasn't ever really afraid. And the cat never went out, so I was never afraid of them getting to her. Besides, she's too old to do any of that now. But I always noticed when I noticed it right out of my corner of my eye. It darted away so quickly. It was too fast to be a wolf. But anytime I told anyone, they said I was crazy. And then the reports came in. Someone went down the trail. They were alone. And then they were gone. They found their pack, some ripped up clothes, but no body. Well, I was shocked to find out as more of these came in, they weren't good people. Scammers, criminals, a murderer, convicted felons, escapees. None of them are good people. It's like the trail only attracted badness. I guess I didn't really see you as a monster after that. I just sort of saw you as necessary. I was told to not go down that trail. At least go down it with someone. People always suggested to bring bear spray. Then when they found bear spray on the bodies, they said bring guns. And then when they found guns, well, everyone just kind of ran out of ideas. I think deep down, more people know you exist. They just find you necessary. Good, even. In a way, you're keeping the town clean, right? So you're not gonna take me, steal my form and my memories. That's definitely relieving. Actually, it makes me really relieved. I have a question. If your eyes are black like that, how do they... Oh, that's actually really cool. Can you get lower, actually? That way I can see that again? I would just keep looking up, but it's kind of hurting my neck. It's like a little film that goes over it, like a second eyelid. It's pretty neat, actually. Should we, maybe go sit back down? I feel like if I stand any longer, I'm gonna faint. Thank you. Well, I don't really know what to do now. Don't really feel like watching this movie anymore. Everything just feels surreal. What would you mean? Sorry. Hey. should have slept before all this, I guess. What did you mean when you said that you wanted to take care of me again? Recover from her. I think I'd like that a lot. You wouldn't hurt me, right? I'd be safe from all that. Why? Why specifically? I mean, why didn't you just come here and take me too? Why didn't you? Why? Because of my eyes? Really? So you're telling me if I didn't have nice green eyes, I'd be dead right now? It was the way I looked. So much kindness and love trapped in them, but they were afraid. I guess that kind of makes sense. I always did try to do things for her, but she wouldn't let me. I think maybe deep down, she knew that stuff, loving her, taking care of her, in any way, it made me happy. So she wouldn't let me do it ever. Even when I did, it would be small moments. So I would always come back for more, even though it was practically a breadcrumb. Can't believe it took a monster from the woods taking her, shape-shifting into her, only for me to find out how inhuman she was. For me to realize that this was just torture. I probably shouldn't have called you a monster inhuman for something from the woods that takes people. You're surprisingly human and nice enough to hear me talk. You should probably learn how to speak better, though. Piecing together words and stuff like that. It's bound to get you some looks. I could teach you. Yeah, you could stay here. I could teach you better ways to speak. More human things. I know you probably have a lot of memories there, but probably only have the bad parts. There are good parts to the world. I mean, it's very clouded, especially nowadays, but I know good people, really good people. My friend James, he always said that whenever I finally saw through this, if she ever hurt me, to just dash for his place. He let me in. Make sure she didn't hurt me for as long as I need to be there. Could you hug me again? I know it's not her, but I just really wanna feel arms around me. This feels really nice. Thank you.
so warm. I should really hug more. Your eyes are still really pretty. I like them a lot. Like two very, very dark pools into the abyss. They just seem to be so welcoming. I shouldn't probably stop hugging. You're not gonna let me go? You're not gonna eat me, are you? In a sense, what? Wait, literally, you're fitting. Holy shit, whoa. Okay, that was... I told you already, you really have to warn me about all that stuff. Oh, God. I told you that I'm not cute when that happens. Normal reaction. Oh, God. Can we just do that one more time, maybe? Just be a bit slower and stuff. Thank you. You're a really good kisser. I guess, took a lot of people that kissed a lot? Oh, God. I can't remember the last time I've just been cuddled up to someone on the couch. Kissing. It's making my heart race so much. God. If you're gonna stay here and stuff, maybe this could be a good idea. I wouldn't mind all this kind of stuff with you. I think it would maybe be a good idea, right? I mean, I can teach you so much, and you can, I guess, help me through all of this, recover. Then maybe after it's all said and done, maybe you can still stay. I'd really like that. Really? Sorry, I just feel really happy. It's the last time I confessed to someone like this, I couldn't stop holding my cheeks together. Yeah, it was her, but difference is this time I know it's gonna be okay. Oh, it's gonna be okay. There's no uncertainty. There's no way that it'll slowly trick me. Besides, if you ever do, I guess at the very least you'll just eat me first or something. Right? Uh, Could we do more things like this? I like cuddling, watching TV. Maybe I could place a hickey? Those are sometimes people do that during moments. It's really hard to describe. Marking? Yeah, actually, it's exactly what it is. It's marking someone. Oh, no, not with, claws. Maybe let's not, do that. Actually, maybe later. Never mind that. It's just essentially kissing. I can't move up here. I'm tall, but you're like really, really tall. I guess you'd have to lay down. It's like kissing and sucking on your neck a bit till the skin becomes like purple and red. Yeah, it's like a soft version of marking someone. No cutting. Yeah, I can do that, definitely. I was trying to ask if you would let me do that. Okay, let's just... get on top of you again. Jeez, I might have to buy a bigger couch for you. I'm sorry about that. I don't know if you'll even fit on a king-size bed. Are you able to transform between, like, a smaller form and stuff? That's good. No, you don't have to do it right now. Trust me, you really don't have to right now. Okay, just, I guess, take deep breaths. I'll be careful, I swear. That growling noise, do you make that when you're happy? Aroused and happy? I'm glad you like this. I'll go back to doing it. Be careful, your claws are kind of digging into my back. No, it's okay, really. It really is okay. It's just, it feels really nice. Yeah, you could get on top of me that way, if it helps. Yeah, you'll be able to claw at the couch then. Sure. Oh. I know I've been saying that you're tall this entire time. It's just, when you're on me like this, it really puts it into perspective. Just lean down carefully. I can barely reach your neck. I mean, it gives me a bit of a chance to mark around the collar area, right? Just, You can rip up the couch as much as you want. It's a cheap couch, by all means. So, really, don't worry. Don't worry at all. Hey, wait, your hips, you're moving back and forth a lot. No, it's not hurting me, that's not the problem, I swear, it's just, it feels a little too good. Maybe slow it down. Yeah, I can go back to marking. Definitely. Just please slow it down. This feels really nice though. Anyway, this feels please, it's starting to get too much. Mating? You've never done it, but you wanted to try? I could try and help. It's been a bit of a minute since I've, done anything like that. Could we be gentle, maybe? I know it's a bit of a silly question. It just, I don't wanna release too soon. I wanna make sure you're able to get something out of this. And, I really would like something gentle. The last time something like this happened, it wasn't so gentle. Okay. I'm still nervous. Could we start so, maybe? Thank you. Maybe you could kiss me. As you get ready. Thank you. That's wait. Feels really good. Wait. Don't put me in so good, please. Don't put me inside yet, please. Wait. Just wait. You won't get pregnant, right? Haven't made those parts yet? Okay. That's generally a relief. You have no fucking clue. Whew. I think I'm ready. Gentle, right? Just, we'll follow at your pace. I guess you'll lead. Fuck, you feel so warm and soft. Oh, fuck. Gentle, but you can go faster, I promise. Fuck. You feel so good. You feel better than her. I can admit that you feel so much better than her. You feel so fucking good. I feel good too. Thank you. I didn't get around enough to really get a gauge on if I was having anything worth it. Oh, fuck. Next time I should use my tongue. I always wanted to do that. She never let me because she knew it would make me happy. But now that you're here, I think we can do so many things together. Your cloth, can you try it off? Are you kidding? Just paw at my chest or something. I don't care. Just please, I need. Just keep gently scratching. Wait, choke me. Just choke me. Please do it. I can handle it. I swear I can handle it. I promise I can handle it. Please. I need. Tighter, please. Thank you. Please, I can handle it. I swear I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Okay, just please. Please, I need it. I'm sorry. I wanna last longer. I swear, it just feels so good. I'm sorry. Please. Wait, you're close too. Really? Can we kiss? I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed to ask, but please. I wanna kiss again. I don't wanna wake any of the neighbors. But I just really, really, really wanna kiss. Please kiss me while we. Mm-hmm. To say I kind of always want something like this. when you're like me, you don't tend to have a lot of crushes on real women, more so fictional things, especially potentially dangerous things. I'm okay, I swear. My neck might be a little sore later, but I really am okay. It felt amazing. You did amazing. I loved every moment of it. I honestly would want to go again, but I think I'm about to pass out in a minute or two here. Oh, fuck. It's not your fault. I've been pent up for so long. I didn't think it was right to come without any permission. So I'd usually just, somewhat satisfy myself, and then just kinda leave myself alone. It's the only way to really clear my mind sometimes. Guess that made me more desperate than I originally thought. Fuck. Thank you for being gentle with me. I definitely want things to get rougher next time. Very rough, but I liked this for the first time. I think it was all perfect. Hey, wait, don't transform back into her. I don't want her. I don't want her. I want you. Like this. This is honestly a bit of my type, but in a way, this feels more like you. I'm sure your true form wouldn't scare me half to death. And I'm sorry. But I don't want you to look like her, at the very least. You can stay like this, at least until we have company over, we're heading out. fuck. Do you want to just cuddle up in here? The food will still get here, but when it gets here, I can get up and get it. thank you. Sorry for saying I love you so quickly. I know that's a bit weird. Don't apologize. Okay. I love you a lot. Before we finally rest, can I see those wolf eyes again? The ones that kind of flash in the dark. It's so cool.